Om Shanti. I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to our divine brother Nirbhay. So let us all welcome with one hand clap. I think there are many of you who are first timers who may not know about brother Nirbhay. Nirbhay Bhai has been in this knowledge for more than 40 years and over, and one of the foundation members, original jewels of the Yajna. And Nirbhay Bhai had the opportunity to receive a lot of sustenance from Brahma Baba, Mama and all the Dadis. And Brahmin family knows Nirbhay Bhai for his love, his lightness and friendship, and particularly double foreigners consider Nirbhay Bhai as their friends, counselors, advisor, whatever that brings them close to Baba. And today we have the opportunity to experience that practically. And this morning he's going to share his thoughts on the topic, the joy of Brahmin life. And one good news also, at the end of his sharing, each one of you will have the opportunity to meet Nirbhay Bhai personally through Drishti and Toli. So please be patient until the end to have this chance. So enjoy the joyous sharing on the topic, the joy of Brahmin life. Thank you.
I think if the Toli is there, we can start with that. Thanks to Sister Meera for the introduction, which is hardly needed actually. Om Shanti and hearty welcome to all the sisters and brothers who are here for a special meeting with Bap Dada. Because the meeting is in Om Shanti Bhavan, so everyone came running. If it was in Shanti one, perhaps not even 50% of you would be here. Am I right? No? Okay, then I am not right. First of all, it's nice to see everyone here. Gives a very sweet feeling of the global family, global divine family. And this get together of the global divine family proves beyond doubt that we all belong to one. Is there anyone who is still to decide whether you belong to him or not? Anyone still waiting for some clarification? Because when Meera said, I should share the joys of Brahmin life, one has to first become a Brahmin. Otherwise, it will just be a theoretical understanding of Brahmin life. I was just wondering that all the Brahmins are here and everyone is so experienced about the joys of Brahmin life. What am I going to share with you? Why not to listen to you today? I can ask the brother to pass on the mic so that everyone can share how happy you feel ever since you became a Brahmin. Yes. east or west, Brahmin life is the best. This is what I have understood and enjoyed. Brahmin life is the highest. In India, the Laukik Brahmins, they are given so much respect. Brahmin is needed at every occasion of life, whether it is the birth of a new child, naming of the child, engagement, marriage, later on many other occasions, and even when someone leaves the body, at the time of last rites, a Brahmin is needed, otherwise the body cannot be taken to the cremation ground. So much importance given to the Brahmins in Laukik world. Why? Because Brahmins are considered to be very holy people, their meetings being very auspicious, always bringing benefit. So many such things come. In Brahmin life, I think every one of us know the difference. The difference between ordinary Laukik life, and ever since we accept to be Brahmins. It's very Indian word. Unless I had understood the meaning, I won't accept to be a Brahmin. If I were just thinking about the Laukik world. Because in the Laukik world today, things have changed. People think that whatever was to be done by Brahmins, they can do themselves. They avoid them sometimes. But here, Brahmin means the children of Brahma, the progeny or sons and daughters and sons of Brahma. It's an alaukik relationship, not laukik. So we are all alaukik Brahmins. And what are the special attributes of Brahmins? In Hindi, it is very easy to explain. I have to translate it in my mind first and then explain to you. A Brahmin means who learns spiritual wisdom and then teaches, shares with others. A Brahmin means who leads pure life, who inspires others also to lead pure life. A Brahmin means a link between the soul and God, who guides others also to come and get linked. Practical side. When we become Brahmins, the first thing is what we learn. the knowledge, the spiritual wisdom. I'm sure every one of us, we appreciate, we have the value of what we have learnt after coming to the BK centers. An eye-opener for everyone. They used to show the third eye as you go to Dilwara temple. They show the third eye in the center of the forehead. A Brahmin means whose third eye has been opened. And why third eye? In fact, we learn everything through the senses. We see everything that forms an impression on our minds. But the third eye is specifically shown in the pictures, in the idols, because spiritual wisdom is something which is beyond the senses. It's such an understanding of certain laws, understanding of certain realms of the other worlds. It's difficult for a person to see everything through senses. Unless one goes within, unable to understand. So the first thing which comes in the form of a very profound joy in Brahmin life is the clarity of understanding the Self, the Supreme, the cycle. The depth of karma, its past, present and future. And then the understanding how to conquer the past. How to overcome our weaknesses. How to develop the Self to the extent that we are beyond the weaknesses. That comes only when the third eye is opened. Otherwise, ignorant people, even if they have lot of wealth of this world, they don't see anything beyond. And they can't appreciate what is beyond. Even if God comes and presents Himself to such people, they can't see, they can't feel, and they can't rejoice the coming of the Supreme Father on earth. There are mythological stories. If I share those stories, I won't be able to share my own joys of Brahmin life. But I would love to share something which I'm sure you might have heard even before. The first thing in Brahmin life is when we receive the knowledge of both Shiv Baba, the Supreme Soul, and Brahma Baba. It's easy to understand Shiv Baba. Very clear. It used to be very difficult to understand Brahma Baba. But coming close to Brahma Baba, listening to him, watching him, interacting with him, playing with him, practical lessons. Many stories connected with understanding Brahma Baba. But the most beautiful thing, when we talk about the joys of Brahmin life, most beautiful thing was the sense of belonging to Brahma Baba. You have to accept the way he deals with you through the medium. But during the days, I met Brahma Baba personally. From 1959 to 1969. I consider those 10 years of my Brahmin life the most glorious life. I cherish every moment of that life. It has left very, very deep impact on my psyche. I wonder and how I wish you were all there at that time, the way Baba used to invoke every one of you. The first thing when I came in contact through letters, no one writes such letters. No one. We do receive Dadiji's letters every month. She writes in Hindi here. I don't know whether that is translated or not. Do you get the translation? You do. But the way Baba's letters were received, they gave such profound feeling of deep connection with Baba. The feeling of relationship, even when I had not met personally, the way Baba addressed his letters, such personal deep feelings in them, as if Baba was talking to me face to face. Each word, each sentence, very inspiring, motivating, inspiring, motivating, guiding, the three things in each letter, with a purpose that this child should become worthy child, serviceable child. Baba's vision towards us, Brahma Baba's vision, as Baba speaks in the Murlis. Even yesterday, Baba said that you receive this double crown for so many lives, not just one. And Brahmins are higher than even the golden age princes and princesses. It's difficult to explain the way in the beginning of Yajna there were such scenes enacted by the trans mediums. At that time they were young sisters, now they are dadis. Going in trance, seeing beautiful things of golden age, returning, explaining to Baba and Mama, and then Baba and Mama would ask those sisters to decorate each other and enact practically. The way Baba gave this knowledge in the beginning, so different, so unique and so different from the world. So as a Brahmin, to learn even how Baba's revelations were there, it's not a common thing, not a general thing. You can't study these things in any books in the world. No one can write. And then, the way Baba would write letters, the joy it would bring. Because I am to share the joys of being a Brahmin. Each letter was like a 1000cc injection of inspiration, intoxication, happiness. And on receiving one letter, replying that, but then waiting for the next one. So you can imagine, where will the mind be connected? Staying in Bombay, Baba used to call Bombay full of Maya. But being there, as if mind was detached completely. Always waiting for Baba's letters. Once a week. Murlis were different. Murli you may consider as Bap Dada's letter, but that's different. Personal letters. How deep was that connection? Write, if I would write 2 pages, Baba would write 4 pages. When Baba writes 4 pages, I write 6 pages. Because there was so much joy in receiving letters and writing letters until I met Baba personally. So it was something like not just being reborn as a Brahmin, but after being reborn, it brought all the deep, deep feelings of joy of the new life. Tremendous happiness all the time. I know as Brahmins, in the beginning we all have to change over from one side to another, living in the same old world and all the time thinking about new world, new connection, new relationship. It's like living two lives at the same time. But until one becomes clear that is there, there may be a little conflict sometimes. Once it became very clear, ever since, it has been joy all the time. There were difficulties, there is no doubt. But I tell you, the joy of having those difficulties. Because at that time, Baba was there to help me to overcome difficulties. Just imagine that kind of connection. I'm sure many of you must be having that kind of experience. In a very subtle way, Baba helps us to overcome our difficulties. But that was something in this corporeal world, guiding me practically. The confidence which was built because of coming close to Baba. When I met for the first time and felt that closeness, ever since I have had that confidence. Whatever may happen, Baba is there to take care of me. In this world, from Laukic way of life, many times we start worrying about money matters. And I remember when I had been with Baba for nearly 2 years or 2.5 years. I would spend hardly 15 rupees on myself. And rest, it was a joy to spend the rest of my salary in Baba's service. And once Baba asked me, "Sweet child, why don't you keep some money in bank?" And I said, "What for?" Baba said, "But there may be some such day when you need money." And it was a natural answer from my heart. I said, "Baba, but you are there always." And Baba didn't say anything further. And I feel very joyful that I never opened a bank account in my life. Till today, never opened a personal bank account. But Baba's relationship, when I look at that relationship and the joy it brought, it has been on different levels. It can't be the same all the time. In the beginning, it was the relationship of a little child, a little student, and the father and the teacher. I didn't know the difference between father, teacher, Satguru, which Baba speaks in the Murli. I just accepted one Baba, none else. Later on, I remember after some time, after about a year and a half, now this 1.5 year was like the child growing up, spiritual child. And Baba himself became mother and father. Though Mamma was there, I met her just after being, coming to the center for 30 days, receiving Mamma's sustenance. Yet, I don't know, my mind would always go to Baba. Because Baba would speak about Brahma Baba as the big mother. And even Mamma used to say, and that 1.5 year was like apprenticeship or student life or whatever you call it. It was training period as well. But that was the time when I received so much love from the Supreme Parents, giving so much attention practically, not just through letters. When I came to Madhuban for the first time, there were not many brothers and sisters. And Baba had all the time for us, Baba and Mamma both. You just imagine what would happen. And Baba's way of life, way of being with the children was such. He would invite myself and my other two friends for breakfast, for playing indoor games. And while playing indoor games, having some fruit. Natural. These days I hear, many people talking about benefits of this fruit and this and that. And Baba's way of life was very natural that way. Then lunch, playing in the evening, outdoor games, badminton, sometimes dinner together. There were not many classes as we are having these days. Just morning Murli class and evening news sharing class. The news which were received from centers, they were shared. That's all. And Baba's Murli in the evening would be just for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But Baba taught us from his own example, just being with us and showing us what is spiritual effort making in practical. How to lead natural way of life by remaining in soul consciousness and remaining connected with Shiva Baba. If you have time, just go to Madhuban and visit the small history hall. Look at all the pictures, the photographs. everyone else would be looking into the camera's lens. And you see where is Baba's vision at that time. Baba remained in connection with Shiv Baba. Always in that consciousness. And that was what Baba was teaching us, how to remain in Shiv Baba's yad, in a very natural way. But naturalness comes only through attention, practice, and a little hard work. Being youngsters, not understanding the way Baba was doing those things, we would become extrovert. Baba would always teach something or the other in different ways. But as I said, 1.5 year, first 1.5 year, a real happy childhood. Wherever I would be, whether in Bombay or some other place, always thinking about Brahma Baba, writing to Baba, and receiving Baba's letters, Muralis, trying to put it in practical life, faltering at many points, and then writing to Baba, I faltered at this point, that point, sending my chart, and then Baba drawing my attention. You have to do this, you have to do that. It was a real, real education from the Supreme Teacher. So just imagine any student who has very good professor, who has studied in such a university where such professors are there, what intoxication can be there? What joy can be there? When I realized that my teachers were the highest, I renounced other studies. My Laukik brother wrote to me, "Brother, what are you doing? Why have you stopped further studies?" And I wrote back, "Brother, I have started studying that education which enables me to become the Prince of Golden Age." These other studies are nothing before that, in comparison. And he wrote back, "Something wrong with you." And I wrote back, "No, everything is now become right with me." And then Baba's, you see, next semester, you may call it, the next part of relationship with Baba and the joys of that relationship. When I wrote to Baba once, it was after 1.5 years, "I am enjoying this hobby, that hobby, photography, photo coloring, everything." And Baba wrote back, I think Baba must have felt that now I can do something. "Sweet child, for Brahmins, there should be just one hobby. Service, service, and service." So that was the turning point in Brahmin life. Becoming enthusiastic about service. How to serve others. And that Baba used to share in the Murlis also. But there was an occasion when Baba himself wanted to guide me, train me rather, how to serve. I spent 40 days continuously in Baba's company. And you would be surprised to know, might have read somewhere, that time Baba's versions were, sweet child, until you have served someone, you should not take breakfast. So myself, Dadi Ratanmayini, Dadi Shilindra, we all used to go to Baba's place. And Baba used to speak the Murli early in the morning, 6:30 to 7:30. And that too was a very interesting situation. One of the sisters who was not allowed to come to Baba, she used to call Baba on telephone. And Baba, while sitting in chair, would hold the telephone and speak the entire Murli. And we used to be sitting in front and taking down notes. And during that time, Baba mentioned, unless the children have done service to someone or the other, you should not have breakfast. This is, again, you know, on one side you may think, how can you serve when you haven't had breakfast? You need energy. But the other side was motivation, inspiration. When Baba says something, let us try and do it and see the result. And Baba would wait for the child after doing little service outside in the garden or in the temple or somewhere, then going back to Baba. And he would give so much time listening to what I shared, how I did, and what mistakes I made, and then give the corrections. So just imagine such a practical teacher, continuous education, beautiful way of Baba's teaching. Very pointed motivation. Whenever Baba spoke to me or to anyone else, there was some aim behind it. That when Baba says something, he would inspire to do something big. So this kind of education was there, and you would be surprised to know, I don't know what Baba saw in this soul. After about a year and a half, as I said, there was a practical situation. The Prime Minister at that time, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, and the rulers of Jamnagar, they were getting together in Somnath for inauguration of some program or maybe temple. And Baba sent me there with another brother who knew that place, with a gift for the Prime Minister. What gift could be there? A copy of real Gita and a pack of dry fruit. That's how Baba gave the confidence that we could serve even the Prime Minister, even the rulers, There was no scare in the mind. There was no fear in the mind. Just going there, first attending the program, and then meeting the persons, giving Baba's greetings and the gifts. That was the beginning of my second innings or second, you can say, semester in studies. How to serve practically. And in that, there was variety. One was how to serve the priests of temples. And very beautiful experiences there also. How to serve the trustees of the temples and big trusts. Then how to serve the politicians. Then how to serve the businessmen and industrialists, like that. And then big preachers, the people who would be preaching Indian philosophy in their congregations, listening to them, taking down notes, like taking down notes of Murlis, and then coming back to Baba, sharing what the preacher was preaching, Baba would take out questions from that and ask me to go and ask these questions. One of them was Swami Chinmayananda. You might have heard his name, Chinmaya Mission. And Baba would take out 6 questions from one of his lectures, 10 questions, 12 questions. The way Baba brought out the questions when they were asked and when the Swami would answer, I could see the difference. The confidence with which Baba speaks with clarity and confidence, and there on the basis of scriptures. But that was something beautiful, that how much confidence Baba had built. The people sitting in the congregation or in their class, they would be sometimes surprised from where these questions are coming. But there were many other things which Baba wanted me to learn, which I did, which included many things. I didn't know why. Whenever I wrote about giving courses and this and that, and Baba would write to me, sweet child, that's fine. You gave course, very good. You gave a speech, very good. What else you did? What new things have you thought of creating? And the main thing Baba always wanted was how to present this knowledge to others. And the best part was audiovisual aids, like pictures, film, slides, things like that. So this was one thing Baba wanted, that creativity in us must be utilized in godly service. So while doing that, when you bring out something good and it is appreciated by Baba himself, how much joy it would bring to you. But then the other side was, on one side I would feel very joyful, and next day Baba's Murli will say, these children do not churn any further. This picture lacks this, this, this. Continuously for 3 days in the Murli, at least 3 points, 4 points would be there, what was lacking in that picture. Sometimes feeling little depressive that Baba is saying this. But then adding those things in the paintings and then making it a final thing, then Baba's appreciation would bring so much happiness. And we could see the result when Baba guides and we do that according to that, and then it is used for service. How impressive it became to the people who came to visit and see the pictures in the exhibitions. So that kind of thing was there, and then the next step of my relationship changed over to taking care of the yajna requirements, not just the audio-visual things, printing jobs, but certain other things. And there Baba put me under Dada Vishukshor. You might have heard his name or not, I don't know. Dada Vishukshor was Baba's nephew, but Baba's right hand, even when Baba was in business. And after that, when Baba started this institution, he also became his right hand there. And until 1967, he played very important role in yajna. Before he left the body, he had, I think, visualized that he need to train someone. And I was lucky to receive his guidance, training. Of course, not the easier way. It was very hard way. Big things to do, but they had to be checked by Baba and Vishukshor Dada. Knowing that I was not a good businessman, spendthrift, that Baba saw in the beginning itself, when Baba asked me to bring something as a sample, and I brought it, Baba asked me, what's the price? I said, this is 10 rupees, 7 rupees, 5 rupees. And Baba said, if you had gone to the source of manufacturing, you would spend only half of the price. I said, but whatever they asked, I gave. And that's why Baba said, you are not a businessman. And till today, I don't know, I haven't become. Baba wanted me to become, but I couldn't. I shared this before. Baba sent me for something, you know, to start a business with his son in Bombay when I left my job. And I got high fever, 102 temperature. So I thought it may be due to something. Next day I took rest. Third day when I went there, again the same thing, because inside there was a lot of conflict. I didn't want to do all that. I wanted to do only Baba's business. But then Baba used to write to me, sweet child, you have to become an all-round server. All-round server, so that you know each and every aspect of yajna service. Not knowing what would be my role afterwards. Because Baba used to speak about the need of someone here to take care of things in Baba's presence here. And I offered a few times. Om Shanti. Are you all feeling relaxed or tense? While sharing the story of joys, you shouldn't feel tense. There were a few other things. Baba's humor was tremendous. Sakar Baba's. Even Avyakt Baba's humor sometimes is there, but Baba always wanted us to be on our toes. A few things which I saw was, once one of the sisters from Bombay was leaving Madhuban, and Baba had called a taxi for her. She was almost leaving. There was another sister standing beside. Baba wanted all of us to be ever ready. The moment Baba gives a signal, how deep faith we have, deep understanding and faith. Who is telling me? If that is clear, no one would think or say anything. I saw personally something and also had experience once. Baba asked that other sister, "What are you doing?" She said, "Baba, I have come for refreshment." "How long have you been in Madhuban?" "2 days." "Okay. See, Srila Indra is just leaving in the car. And it's better you go to Bombay for service for a few days. You will feel more refreshed. Go and get your baggage within 5 minutes." She went to the room. Before she could come back, Baba asked Shilindra to leave. So the sister came with the baggage, and Baba appreciated her, you know, obedience, gave her a warm hug and asked Lachhu Dadi to bring some toli for her, and patted her, "You did very good." Similarly, I came one day after some exhibition, and Didi Manmohini, she was to leave for Jaipur, and Baba asked her, "Are you going alone?" She said, "Yes." Baba must have thought that I should accompany her. So just Baba looked at me and asked me, "What are you doing?" I said, "Baba, I've just arrived today." So Baba said, "Okay, bring your baggage." "You have to go to Jaipur." I said, "Fine." So I brought my bag and joined Didi. On being at Abu Road, you know, while on the way, Didi had some problem. She vomited. But I didn't bother so much. Though Bhuri Dadi brought a doctor, he gave the medicine and everything was fine, and we traveled to Jaipur. And there, it was a very serviceable trip, because we found a new place for setting up permanent spiritual museum and came back. When I came back with Didi after 2 days, Baba received us and then later asked me to see him. So when I went to see him, Baba spoke to me. On one side there was a lot of love. On other side, something to learn more and more. Baba asked me, while you were traveling with Didi, did Didi have any discomfort on the way? I said, yes, Baba. She had some vomiting and all. Didn't you think that you should call Baba and inform? I said, no, she became all right after a while. That was the way Baba was teaching. You know, on one side, giving us the feeling how close Baba was with us, and because of the closeness, how well informed we need to keep him. So like that, there are so many instances I can share with you that when we are in service, many things, and I see those things now, you know, Dadi and Janki Dadi, they take so much care of every one of us. Not just when they talk to us, the moment they hear someone is not well, call them, give good wishes, inquire about their health, like this. So that brings that feeling, you know, that how beautiful is this divine family. How caring. Not just, you know, you come to the center and if you are well, well and good. If you are not well, well and good. No. Concern. No attachment. But concern. That love, spiritual love is greater even than the love of the Laukic family. And that I see, that was there. Because one of the scenes can never be forgotten when Dada Vishukshore was undergoing treatment in Bombay. He had surgery and he was having lot of problem. And Baba's right hand, Baba had so much love for him. Baba would spend whole night in meditation, sending his love-filled, powerful vibrations. And Dada would have good sleep. Then next day Baba would have his rest. Then again he would get the news next day that Dada didn't have good sleep. Again Baba would feel concerned. This went on for 9 days, 8 or 9 days. He didn't survive. But I learned so much at that time. How concerned Baba was. And not just with him. My own personal experience I have shared before in the class. In the year 1963, Baba came to stay in Bombay when I was admitted in a hospital. I had surgery of the nose. But because of my hospitalization, I could not come to meet Baba. And I was so much longing to meet. So I couldn't help it. So I called Baba on telephone. Spoke to Baba and expressed my deep desire. Baba, please, can you come to the hospital? And Baba said, okay. Let Baba check with Ramesh, because Ramesh bhai had the car. And Ramesh Bhai was looking after Baba's program at that time. And then I got the intimation Baba would come at 5 in the evening to see me. So Baba came there, gave such loving drishti, warm hug. And what is expected from Baba by the Brahmins? Totally in mouth. And Baba spoke to me for a while, fulfilled my desire. So that kind of learning, if I take it from that side, that we learn practically from the actions of Baba, Mama, Dadis. Similarly, the Dadas, who were real Dadas, they were so caring, so loving, so pure, I tell you. And so humble, always. Something which I have learned from Baba, and I try to put it in practical always, that is being available all the time. Baba's sweet words to me were, "Sweet child, you can come and meet Baba at any time of the day or night." Just imagine. And that was when I was just about not even 1 year in Gyan. Eight or nine months. At that time Baba gave me this thought, "Sweet child, you can come to Baba's room any time you like." And you can imagine how much benefit I must have got from that. Never thinking what Baba is doing. Whenever I felt the need, I just went to Baba's room. One experience I would share with you was, Baba used to take his lunch a bit late. And the yajna routine was that by 12:15, 12:30, all those who were in Madhuban, they would have their lunch and take rest. So after lunch I was having afternoon nap, and during that I saw a dream. Something very strange. And I woke up. And it was around 1:15 or 1:30. And I just thought, I better go and see Baba and share this with Baba. When I came to Baba's room, Dada Chandrahas was giving massage, oil massage to Baba. And at that time, Baba asked me, "Yes, sweet child, how come at this time?" And I shared, you know, I had such a dream and I wanted to check with you what was the reason. And Baba gave me such a thought. It was a very, very beautiful guidance Baba gave at that time. He must have, you know, seen the background of the dream and all that. And Baba gave me a beautiful thought, "Sweet child, you grind your own, what do you call? Don't worry about what Baba tells anyone else or this." And ever since, that was long back, in 1962. So that way, Baba's closeness, Baba's way of teaching, learnt from time to time. Now the fourth part which I'm going to share is after Baba became avyakta, Baba left the body. Until then, Baba's instructions to me were, I had to stay in big cities like Bombay, or because Mount Abu population at that time was hardly 2000 or 2500, mostly the natives. And Baba, when I requested Baba if I could come and stay with Baba and help in service here, Baba said, what will you do here? That was after 2-3 times when I asked. Baba said, what will you do here? You know who are the people staying here? They are the natives. The word used for them is bhils. They won't understand your language. For serviceable children, service is the best at big cities, and especially Bombay, where there is variety of service and even foreigners come there. You have to serve them. I did serve a few, not many, but that was Baba's vision. And after Baba left his corporeal body, Didi Manmohini and Dadiji, one after the other, they came to Bombay and asked me to come to Mount Abu for service. As was the habit, or as was the system, or as was the sanskar, unless I speak to Baba, I won't decide anything. So I came here and met Baba, Avyakta Bap Dada, and spoke to Baba that Dadi and Didi, they are inviting me to stay here, but you had instructed me to stay in Bombay because all the foreigners come there and I should serve them. So what is your Shrimat now? Baba gave me very sweet drishti for a while, smiled, and then Baba gave the answer in a very diplomatic way. Baba said, you see, it's not just Dadi and Didi. All the 8 Dadis, they feel that they need the help of a brother here. Jagdish is busy in his literature work in Delhi. He can't come and stay here. At that time, brother Mahendra and Om Prakash, they were fully surrendered brothers. So Baba said, they are busy in their own service places. Bombay service can be looked after by other children. So you can come and stay here for a month or so and see how the things are, then finally decide. The Bombay people gave me send-off by having a party in Hanging Garden. I didn't understand that was the final send-off. After coming here and staying here, because Baba's instructions were that you can start the office here and churn about new plans of service, send those plans to the centers. So after being here, doing bit of service at that time, some seminar and all that to celebrate annual day of the spiritual museum, instead of 1 month, it was about 2.5 to 3 months. So when I spoke to Baba, "What's my program now?" Baba said, "This is your headquarter. Just like Dadi and Didi, as they go on tour, you can go to other places and come back. Send plans from here and then see how they are implemented, like this. Until then, I had no idea that I had to stay here, finally. Not knowing that all the double foreigners would be coming soon to Madhuban. So I could meet everyone here. Because it was after 4 years of that, that Charlie and Kane and all they started coming. But in between, the need for preparation was there. First 1 year went just for studying. There was a lot of virag. I don't know what to call that virag. You know, when Baba left the body, everyone thought that it's the end of the world now. Because we received an offer of a house where we have Om Shanti Bhavan, that land, beside that there is a house. That was offered to us at a very small price. And when I shared that with Didi, Manmohini and Dadiji, they were in that state of consciousness. I got the answer, "Brother, no Brahmin will go and stay outside this gate, Madhuban gate. If the number increases, they can stay on the rooftop." Being new to Madhuban and not, you know, knowing my role yet, because until then my role was to do whatever Baba wants me to do, whatever guidance or instructions came from Baba, I was carrying out that. But after this, what happened, as the time passed, that, you know, atmosphere was changing. Some of the relatives and friends of sisters were coming to meet them, but they had to stay in hotels. Then, you know, these sanskars started emerging. That was the time, in 1962, 63, when we received an offer of a piece of land where we have Yog Bhavan. That was given to us free of any price. By that time I had understood the need, what was needed in Madhuban, because the number of brothers and sisters increasing, the accommodation was limited, and especially the guests who come, where would they stay? They come and stay in hotels, they don't receive any benefit from us. So the idea of creating a house there. If you go and see, even till today, the linen and the furniture is still marked GH, guest house. So that was the first building which was visualized and planned and then constructed. Then on the role changed. Seeing into future of yajna service. What is needed? More and more, more and more. But sometimes we think it is enough now. And then Baba draws our attention. You would be surprised to know that after we had built Om Shanti Bhavan and Baba's programs were going on, one day Baba's program went on until I think 6:30 in the morning. You just imagine, for 12 hours, 6:30 to 6:30. And that was the time when, while Baba was leaving, sorry, I have 10 minutes more. So, you know, it's like when Baba was returning, as if Baba had gone halfway and came back, and then called Dadiji and spoke in her ear, "This place will be small. Search for another land, piece of land, even if it's away from Madhuban." Because until then we were always thinking that we can't go far away from Madhuban. And within a week, we got the offer of this land. The people who were supplying milk to Madhuban, they brought the offer. And within 1 month, we acquired this land. And then the plans of Gyan Sarovar. Gyan Sarovar was hardly completed, Shantivan and Global Hospital. Shantivan was hardly completed, ORC Delhi. Because when we hear, you know, our sisters, brothers coming from all the way from different lands, they have to spend some time in Delhi. The way our, you know, accommodation in different places in Delhi, especially Pandav Bhavan, very small. So the vision from Baba's side, and coming with a lot of force. When I share this with Dadiji, she says, "Nothing doing. You don't worry about it. Let the people in Delhi worry about it." I said, "But this is something which is coming again and again in my consciousness." It took quite some time. And then she gave the green signal. Because Baba gave the green signal, Dadi gave the green signal, so ORC land was acquired. And if you see that place, I'm sure you must be feeling proud of your retreat center there. So the role keeps changing in this Sangam Yuga. That's how I have been. The only thing what I have learnt in my Brahmin life is, we were taught, you know, while in the Indian Navy, that when you are swimming in the sea, go with the current. If you go against it, you will go down. So that's what I have learnt, going with the current. As the service is going ahead, multiplying, brothers and sisters are coming, each one is Baba's special jewel of service. You have to keep thinking, what next? There is a subject in university, futurology. We have to continue. We have to think about future. People plan the towns, will, you know, cities and all, keeping 100 years in mind, 50 years in mind, 10 years in mind. What have we thought about? What next? After what we have one retreat center in South India as well, and also in other parts of the world. But what next? And there is a vision. When will it come into practical? I don't know. The vision is to build a bridge between Confluence Age and Golden Age. And that bridge will be in the form of a university, where the students, maybe from Brahmin families, maybe others, they would learn such subjects which would be needed in Golden Age. Because today's science has got both the sides, good things and destructive things. But that science, that technology, which is used in Golden Age, Baba says in Golden Age you will have your own planes. That means your technology will be their plane technology. But they are flawless. So we have to create such an institution which carries the values of Brahmin life into the future. And also what is needed, if you go to the art gallery here, Sister Meera and her friends, they have painted Golden Age very beautifully. And there the children are learning music, dance. That means these things will be there. Will they be just naturally there, or you would need teachers to teach? It requires practice. There are, you know, sanskars, but then you need someone to teach also. So musical instruments will be needed. So I am just reflecting on such things, whether we should create an institution which can become a bridge between the present age and Golden Age. And for that, Global Hospital will be the medium. Through Global Hospital and Research Center Trust, we are trying to get a piece of land somewhere near Shantivan, down below. And the thoughts are that we create. And luckily, let me tell you one thing, very good news. Luckily, very recently, just about 3 weeks ago, government of Rajasthan has come out with a new scheme that you can create private universities. The requirements are not very big. Minimum required land in this area, which is tribal belt, is 30 acres. And there are some other conditions. So that's something which is being seen, that we need to have that medical education which is needed in Golden Age. They say that you don't need, you are ever healthy there. But then there is something in Murli's which I read, well, when child is born, the nurse is there to take care of the child. That means nursing knowledge needs to be there. So we will need nursing college. Automation is there, you know. They say when you talk to anybody, now it has already come into being, you speak to anybody on phone, you can be seen by the other person on the other side. So this kind of thing will continue. And not much of effort to crack your mind. That means computers will be needed. That is also going to be there. Aircraft engineering will be there. So you churn on this, but then not without values. And Dinesh Ben has prepared a beautiful course, Value Education. that can become compulsory course in the university. It is becoming, other universities are adopting it. Music and dance, fine arts and sports. So how many subjects? Because the minimum requirement of Rajasthan government is that if you have 5 disciplines, you can create your private universities. But this is just the seed stage. Let's see what shape it will take. Because it will be the university, as I said, the only university which will be serving during that transition period. We all know 10,000 warheads, that too nuclear warheads, when used, what will be the scene all around. So continuation of the this drama will be something of that sort. And then at the same time I also see that all the Brahmins would love to come. Baba says the last plane will be, when you have boarded the plane, that would be the last plane. So where will you stay? If all the Brahmins come to Madhuban, where will they stay? We need more space. So the going to the riverside, even if we have tented accommodation there. So such, you can say, thoughts keep on emerging in the mind. So this is the last part of Baba's education, which I learned is before we leave this world and go back. And you can always feel so joyful. Huh? Joys of Brahmin life are there only when we utilize every moment of our life in service. Om Shanti.